is what America is all about.
Oh, then we're in big trouble.
No, I mean the people. A construction worker eating a salami. What's the matter? What is it?
Every time I pass a payphone that's ringing, I think it's for me.
Who would be calling you on the street?
God, to tell me everything's going to be okay. I'm gonna answer it.
If it's him, check for me.
Hello? It's not him. Yes, he is.
Yes, who is?
The guy at the newsstand. Lou?
Yeah?
It's B. She wants to know if you got the roast.
Too expensive. Tell her I got the flank steak.
No, he got the flank steak. Not necessarily. No, if you tenderize it with a little soy sauce.
I don't believe this.
You're welcome. Bye, B.
Now I know why you answered that.
Right.
It was for you. Will you stop eating them? There won't be enough for the kids.
Well, stop broccoli, too.
I know that. But I only use the broccoli to threaten them so they'll eat their peas.
You are devious.
You want to hear my fish stick defense?
I can't wait.
I use liver as a backup. Hi, Chip.
Hi, Chip.
Hey, Chip, there's a rumor around that we said hello.
Hello.
Where are you headed?
Better question, where's his head?
Chip, come down here. Are you in there? Oh, Kate, he's hurt. What happened?
I fell.
You fell?
Some guy hit me for a while.
Biting. Oh, does it hurt, sweetie?
A little.
Open your mouth.
He didn't hit my mouth.
Open it anyway. Oh, no, they broke a tooth.
Open wider, Chip. Were you eating licorice today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's okay.
What was the fight about?
Nothing. Guys fight.
Well, I don't want you hanging around those boys anymore.
But they're my best friends.
Sit down, and I'll make you an ice pack. Why do boys have to fight all the time?
It's genetic, like little rams hitting their little horns against each other.
Don't make it sound cute. Those little rams could knock each other's teeth out.
It's a puppy-eat-puppy world out there.
It is not funny.
It's not tragic. Boys fight.
Not in Connecticut.
My brothers got beat up all the time in Connecticut. After school, it was a ritual. Milk, cookies, and iodine.
Your brothers were hoodlums. Chip. Here you go, honey.
Hey, Sluggo, what'd the other guy look like?
I don't know. I kept my eyes closed.
How did you hit him back with your eyes closed?
I didn't.
Allie, does he know how to fight?
You've seen him with the girls.
I mean self-defense.
I taught him everything I know.
Which is?
Not to walk down dark streets, not to talk to strangers, not to flash jewelry.
Keep his purse close to his body. Did you ever mention fists?
Fists never came up.
I think they just did.
Oh, I knew they would. Boy, I hate to admit it, but at this moment I need Charles. Oh, God, do I hate to admit it.
What do you need Charles for when you've got me?
You know how to fight?
Who do you think beat up my brothers in Connecticut?
Who's there?
You a Fagata.
You a Fagata who?
You a Fagata to protect your face.
It's not funny.
I know it's not funny, Chip. It's very serious. You know, your mom's right. Fighting is not always the answer to everything. But if it comes up, you shouldn't go down.
What do you know? You're a girl.
So was Wonder Woman. Look, I'm going to teach you a few things, a couple of rules, okay, so you can protect yourself. Rule one, got to have balance, footwork. That way you're prepared, okay? Rule two, keep your fists up, protect your chin, okay? Get a good jab, bah, jab, 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 big roundhouse punch. Go for the nose, bleeds a lot, scares him, okay? Put it all together, bob and weave, bob and weave.
Stop acting stupid.
Bob and Lee. Bob and Lee.
I'm telling you, I'm in her gym class. I change with her every day. They're not her, they're socks.
Jenny, where were you after school? Why didn't you come home with Chip?
He stayed at school with some friends.
Yeah, some friends.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Who won?
Split decision. I thought I was terrific. Chip thought I was stupid.
He's just mad because some kids called him a sissy.
Who called him a sissy?
Everybody.
It started with that little scuzz, Timmy Keeling.
Don't say scuzz.
After he slept over that night, he told everybody that Chip doesn't have a father.
Oh, that little scuzz.
And that we have a pink couch.
It's Mauve. That's worse.
The kids say he lives in a house of women.
House of women. Sounds like a prison movie. I knew this would happen. When Charles moved in with Claire, I begged him to reconsider. Not for me, but for the kids. I said, Chip is going to suffer for your sins, you sleazy libertine. Think of your children, you scum.
You call that begging?
You said it sweetly.
Oh, to be a fly on that wall.
Maybe Chip is turning into a sissy. Maybe we are instilling feminine values and don't even know it.
That would be great. He'd grow up to be a nurturing, thoughtful human being.
Who wears his sister's clothes.
You're inventing problems, Allie.
What do you know about it? You don't have a son. Boys need a father.
He's got a father.
His friends don't think so.
So just trot Charles out, walk him around the playground a few times, and then put him back in his stall.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'll have Charles take the kids out on Saturday. That'll put a stop to them calling him a sissy. Of course, they'll probably call him the son of a pompous ass. Hello, Claire. How are you? It's Allie. Is Charles there? Thank you so much. How am I doing?
I can see your molars from here.
Hello, Charles. I'm calling about Chip. What? He's asking me how much Tabasco Claire should put in my chili recipe. 7 teaspoons, Charles.
I think I just witnessed a murder.
Yeah, getting back to Chip. You know the little red-headed boy you take to fancy restaurants on Wednesdays? Well, his friends are giving him a hard time about not having a father around, and I thought it would be a good idea if you took the boys out on Tuesday. Wednesday would be great. Thank you, Charles. Oh, Charles, did I say 7 teaspoons? I meant 7 drops. Thank you, Charles. Bye.
Why don't you tell him to take him to the Y to play basketball?
Surgeons never risk hurting their hands.
How about a hockey game? He does sit, doesn't he?
Listen, he rolls over and plays dead. He did that for the last 2 years of our marriage. Okay, turn. I don't know. To my eye, it looks short.
It's not your eye I'm trying to attract.
Mom, Kate, look, autographs. Barry Beckendine and Dave Maloney. Dad got us all sticks.
Oh, boy, you're kind of sweaty. You want something to drink?
No, Dad bought us whatever we wanted. I had 3 hot dogs, a pretzel, and 2 sodas. He even let me taste his beer.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Chip, you forgot these for Jenny and Emma. Hi, gang. Bye, gang.
Hi, Santa.
Hey, Chuck, nothing for us?
Like what?
Couple of goalies.
On Saturday, Dad's bringing a real appendix in a bottle.
Saturday?
Yeah, I thought I'd take the kids camping overnight. You know, rent a van and drive them up to Bear Mountain.
Well, that's really above and beyond, Charles. I'd forgotten what a good father you are.
Oh, don't mention it.
No, really, I wanted to say something. I'm grateful.
Don't grovel, Allie. It's so unattractive.
Dad, he's really something.
Yeah, he's something, all right.
Friend story is great.
8-year-olds are such great judges of character.
Yeah.
You really had a good time, didn't you?
Yeah, and we're gonna do all the time. I've been thinking, Mom, and I decided something.
What, Munchkin?
I'm gonna move in with Dad.
Honey, you know you can't do that.
Sure I can. All the girls in one house, all the boys in another.
What would we do without you?
Still have Jenny. I mean it, Mom. I don't like it here. I'll never be happy till I live with Dad.
He didn't mean it.
He meant it.
He also meant it when he said he wanted to be a Wookiee.
Of course he wants to live with Charles. Charles buys him hot dogs. I blackmail him with broccoli.
Allie, there's more to life than hot dogs and broccoli.
Chip doesn't know that.
Charles can't take him.
Chip doesn't know that.
He's not prepared to be a full-time parent.
Chip doesn't know that either.
Yeah, but Charles knows that. Let him explain it to him.
Charles doesn't explain things. Charles buys him hockey sticks, I dress the wounds. Charles buys him beer, I hold his head while he throws up.
Look, I mean, he's living in a nylon ghetto. There's sewing stuff all over the place.
You can't hem a skirt with a chainsaw.
He's the mascot of a sorority.
I know plenty of guys that would do anything to change places with him.
None of them 8-year-olds.
Only emotionally.
I've got to talk to him.
Allie, why don't you sleep on it?
Are you kidding? He's up there packing.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to tell him the truth. I'm going to tell him why his father is so guilty he buys out Madison Square Garden. I'll tell him about his father's girlfriend who considers him an inconvenient obstacle to her weekend orgies with him. I'm going
to tell him... Hey, that's great. This is a great time to bury Charles. So what if you bury Chip along with him?
Next time I have kids, I'm the father. Honey, can we have a talk?
Are you mad because I want to live with Dad?
No, I'm not mad. I understand how you feel, but we've got a problem.
Why?
You can't live with your father. He's at the hospital all day. What happens when you come home from school? What happens if you're sick?
Dad's a doctor. I wouldn't get sick if I lived with him.
Chipper, you're very important to us here.
Why do I have to live in such a sissy apartment?
I know it's hard for you.
They all laugh at me.
Not after tonight. You had such a good time.
Sure, once a week I'm not a sissy.
Oh, honey, you're never a sissy. You know that, don't
you? Mom, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to keep that in your heart all the time because this is where you live.
Some life.
You said it.
Chip? Me and Emma figured out something. You don't want to live in a sissy apartment. You don't have to.
Come on, Em. I feel like beating somebody's brains out.
I could go for a good cigar right about now.
Hey, Chip, see any good dead frogs lately?
I could go for a good dead frog right about now.
I think we've done all we can here. Let's mosey.
What's for dinner?
All your favorites, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and string beans.
Did you bake my pie?
Apple pie, as ordered.
As ordered, all right.
Can I have soda instead of milk?
May I?
That's it. Get tough.
May I?
Yes.
Is Max going to use a sleeping bag for sure, Kate?
Said he would.
I don't see why you can't use mine.
It's for girls.
It's army surplus.
Emma, it is very important for Chip to use a sleeping bag that's been to Europe.
But mine's been to Europe.
With you in it. Better call Dad and make sure he rented the van.
Okay.
Now I suppose we'll have to wait till His Majesty's off the phone.
Jenny, please.
When am I going to be able to punch him out like the good old days?
Chip is going through a very difficult time.
He is not. He's having a ball.
Kate, I am competing with a man who can bring home a real appendix in a bottle.
Chip, have you seen my earphones? I want to take them to Lila's.
No. I'm gonna bring you back something really creepy from the camping trip and put it in your bed.
Yeah, well, I hope it tastes good because you're gonna eat it.
Hello?
Allie, it's Charles. Is Chip there?
Yes, he is. Just a sec. Chipper, your dad's on the phone.
Oh, great.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, bud. Listen, I've got some bad news.
What's wrong?
The trip is off.
Off?
Yeah, the thing is, I've got an emergency. I'm going to be stuck here in the hospital until very late tonight. But I'll make it up to you, kiddo. I promise, okay?
Uh-huh.
Still love me, huh?
Yeah, bye, Dad.
Chipper, are you okay?
No, nothing's okay. The trip's off.
One macho sleeping bag, fresh from the continent and points west. No extra charge for gross filth. What's with the munchkin?
It's going upstairs to slit his wrist with ducky scissors. Charles canceled.
Are you kidding?
I knew this would happen. Poor Chip.
Allie, I just got a fabulous idea. Don't say no until you think about it.
One of those, huh?
Chip's problem is that he lives in a house with two women and two girls.
Right.
Which makes him a sissy.
Uh-huh.
Your problem is that Charles is a great big hero.
Right.
So what if we win over Chip's friends and we become the heroes?
This is the part where I'm going to say no.
Yeah, but don't. We take the boys camping.
No.
Allie, listen.
No.
Widen your mind.
No.
I'm great at camping.
Kate.
I'm queen of the jungle.
I am not comfortable in the out of doors.
Where are you comfortable?
At home. In supermarkets and department stores with wide aisles.
I'll teach you to make a fire by rubbing two credit cards together. You want to win them back, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then just pretend that the wilderness is a great big department store that sells animals, trees, and dirt.
And snakes.
Designer snakes. Trust me.
Chip, come down here. Okay, but I tell him.
Why not? It's your idea.
What now? Did they cancel summer vacation?
The camping trip is on!
Guys, looks like the camping trip's off.
It'll stop raining.
You've been saying that for 2 hours.
He's right. I think the fates are against us. I don't know what to do. I'm fresh out of ideas.
Then move over, Sheena. I'm not. Hey, what are all these long faces for? We have a camping trip to go on.
But, Mom, it's raining.
I said we're going on a camping trip. We're going on a camping trip, so saddle up.
Saddle up?
Too butch?
The idea of a seance is to let the spirits speak to you.
She means dead guys.
Like who?
Like who do you want to talk to?
Bambi's mother.
Darth Vader.
I don't like this.
It's just fake dead people.
It's too dark in here. I hear noises.
Oh. It's Dwight Birnbaum. He's stuck in Max's sleeping bag.
I'll unzip him.
The first time that zipper stuck was we were camping in Yellowstone. We must have seen 30 bears that summer. I got stuck in that bag, and I spotted a mother bear not 10 feet away. She got into our rucksack of food. She'd eaten 2 loaves of bread and a whole jar of honey. We were camped near a geyser, and fortunately, at that very moment, the geyser blew, and that bear turned tail and ran. Good thing we were camped near that geyser, or I'd been bear breakfast. Turns out we weren't camped in a very safe area. The roadblock had been washed out in the storm.
How'd you get there?
We hitched our trailer to a car and drove.
Wow, that's great.
Gee, kid, you're brave.
Who wants some s'mores?
Yes, more stories, Kate.
No.
No.
S'mores, s'mores. Now, you make s'mores by taking a graham cracker and putting a half a chocolate bar on top. Then you toast a couple of marshmallows. You get them nice and brown and hot. Then you put them on top of the chocolate bar, and then you put a graham cracker on top of that, and you press. Know why they call them s'mores? Because once you eat one, you want some more.
Hey, that looks pretty good. I'll try one.
Thanks. Yeah, me too, me too.
And the winner of the 1984 Disgusting Noises and Faces contest is Kenny Remsen, the burp that shook New York.
He cheated. He ate 4 hot dogs and 2 sodas.
Yeah, there's a trick to it. Watch. You just swallow hard, take a deep breath. Beer helps.
Oh, Okay, I want everybody zipped into their sleeping bags. Come on. I'll sing you a good night song. Okay? Miss Mary had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell. Miss Mary went to heaven and the steamboat went to hello, operator. Give me number 9. And if you disconnect me, I will kick in your behind the refrigerator. There was a piece of glass. Miss Mary sat upon it and it broke her little. Ask me no more questions. I'll tell you no more lies. Boys are in the bathroom, zipping up their flies are in the kitchen. Bees are in the park. Boys and girls are kissing in the D-A-R-K dark. Yeah! Okay, lights out, everybody. Come on.
Good night.
Sleep tight, you guys. And don't forget, watch out for the bears and the monster. Roar! Where did you learn that song?
Same place I learned great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts. Juilliard.
You were so disgusting, they loved you.
Yeah, I think eating baked beans with no hands was an inspired touch.
Night, Juana.
Night, Sheena.
Tomorrow, Timmy.
You're really lucky. Your mothers are even better than your dad.
Thanks, Kate. You are neat.
Oh, did you like it when I karate Timmy Keeling and talk like Mr. T?
Yeah.
Did you like the s'mores?
They're okay. And Kate, when you flipped them over your shoulder into the couch, that was the best.
How about those hot dogs?
Yeah, Mom. And Kate, those owls really scared Kenny. This was the best camping trip I ever had.
I unstuck the zipper.
Yeah, Mom, but that song is really embarrassing. I mean, you are my mother.
That's terrific. First I set up Charles, now you.
Mothers aren't supposed to be fun. You cooked, you made each one of them brush their teeth. You fulfilled your function.
Well, the most important thing is that Chip is happy here.
Yeah, maybe too happy.
What do you mean?
We're gonna have little boys crawling out of the woodwork around here from now on.
Does that bother you?
Not so long as they check back in about 10 or 12 years.
You know how old you'll be in 10 or 12 years?
Yeah, about 2 years older than I am right now.
You know, when Chip was born and the doctor came in and said, it's a boy, I thought, oh, my God, what now?
You always wanted a boy.
Yeah, but I didn't think I'd know what to do with one.
You're right, you don't.
They are different, aren't they, boys and girls?
I guess so, but we make them that way, don't we?
I don't know. It's all so complicated. Kate, teach me to belch.
It's easy. Just take a deep breath, then swallow really hard. Nothing to it.
You make a great father.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.